Some elements of the state's tax on the mining industry have not been changed since before statehood. And with several new major projects under consideration this year, a bill rewriting the minerals fiscal regime is before the legislature. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The potential value of the mining industry eclipses the value of all the oil produced since first development on the North Slope. And the question Homer Republican Paul Seaton raises is, does Alaska get its fair share of the value of those minerals? Seaton has sponsored the new tax, and he answers no. He says it's time to increase the state's revenue from the industry. He says historically, Alaska has netted less than 2% of the value of its mineral resources.
It's been pretty small and insignificant, especially when we're looking at large operations on state land. I think that we need to look at the return to Alaskans for the impacts that occur, not only the schools and the hospitals and those kind of things that have to be built and supported, but also, just the return to the state for providing all the other services and the value of our resources that are being taken out of state.
The bill's main point is to increase the state's mining license tax from a maximum of 7% of the net income to 11% of the gross income of the resource extracted. It would also change the calculation of the 3% state royalty for operations on state land. There would be more small, untaxed mines, focusing the tax on fewer operations. The Miners Association opposes the measure, pointing to the positive numbers they have. A study 2 years ago by the McDowell Research Group shows the industry pays $175 million a year in taxes, rent, and royalty. And Executive Director Steve Burrell says Seaton's proposed increase would take away the incentive for new development.
The person has to look at the return structure, if you will, for the mining industry, and you take another 4% of a person's profit away, and all of a sudden, that's going to make Alaska a bad place to do business. And it's going to adversely impact exploration investment in Alaska. People will not want to come and look for minerals here.
Seaton says there could be several large mining projects in the near future, with all of them planned for land leased from the state. The Bristol Bay District includes the Pebble Mine and several other claims, a platinum mine near Yakutat, the Black Sands Platinum Prospect, and other development along the Aleutians. Pebble is furthest along in the process, although its owners haven't yet made a final decision on continuing development. Seaton says that project alone would equal or surpass oil's potential.
The Department of Revenue estimated about 6 months ago that the value of Pebble, the in-place mineral out there, was $350 to $500 billion, and the total value of all North Slope oil ever produced is $368 billion. So, you know, we're talking about a huge amount of resource, so you're talking about a lot of revenue for the state.
Burrell agrees the big impact from the tax increase will come from new mines where development has not yet begun. But he says that depends on whether they ever become mines. There's no guarantee any of them will proceed beyond the exploration phase. And he says the tax will adversely affect the state's existing mines. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.